Chex needed to do something, or whoever Chex, what is that? H.G. Wells?
General Mills.
Who does Chex? General Mills. Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan. I don't smile with my teeth.
And you are listening to and or watching episode 265.
265.
Over the weekend, we went live on our Twitch channel and hosted our first ever NGP Reacts, where we reacted to New Game Plus moments from our 5-year history as a podcast, and it was hilarious.
And highly uncomfortable.
Why, you don't like listening to yourself?
I don't like listening to myself. B, you guys just gave me a hard time about everything, and...
Oh, we bullied you? Sorry.
I refuse to be a part of that.
Kenny, I should bully you about your lists. You always have an A, B list. There's never a C.
Well, sure.
That's a long list. It's too many.
So it doesn't need to be a list if it's just two things, honestly.
No. Bullet points. Two bullets. That's enough to shoot you and to shoot me.
What happens to Nolan?
He's carry fine. On the show.
Were some of your favorite moments to react to during our live stream over the weekend?
I absolutely loved going back to RuneScape, of course, because Dustin is the most ridiculous person. And that's the first time everybody realizes that on the show. When you do the voice and role play the girl character, it was great.
Dustin RP'd a girl character named Stella, who's a pickaxe girl from a pickaxe village.
She's from like Nebraska or something. But the thing is, it wasn't a traditional episode, so you may not have heard it. It was on our YouTube channel, and we actually recorded us entering the world of RuneScape and meeting up and doing some quests together. That's what and I was role playing. I thought we were supposed to role play. So that was
You were. We should have stepped up our game, honestly. Kenny was just making fires.
True. Nolan, one of your favorite moments to react to?
The ET episode, because and this is what Kenny's talking about, where we bullied him, but it's so funny. If you don't know our ET episode, long time ago, it's a terrible game. It's very famous for being terrible. And Dustin and I decided before the episode that we were gonna like prank Kenny and pretend like it's good. And so we kept going back and forth with the most ridiculous claims about the game.
More and more ridiculous until they got audaciously.
It got ridiculous,
over the top.
And then Kenny never broke.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, made for an awkward episode, but for a really good one. One of the things that was just kind of most interesting to me was listening to how terrible our quality was at the beginning, and then around episode 100, it was considerably better, and then moved on from there.
I thought it was worse than it was.
It's like your memory of it was is being worse.
Yeah, like it's still listenable. I can see why people were like, oh, it's not bad quality. Because like some podcasts still are like bad quality and you can't understand them.
It's crazy. Like large popular podcasts that are like successful.
So what's our problem? Not ours.
We need worse quality.
Oh, let's throw the mics away.
That's what it is. No, here's okay. Like, if you really want the answer to be wildly successful, you just give up on old video games and talk about true crime or something silly and generic that there's a million
so
podcasts
boring.
For.
Okay,
but, like, that's not who we are.
We start a New Game Plus community. We already have one. A New Game Plus network. And we do a second podcast, True Crime, and we see how quickly that one takes off. We already have all the equipment, guys.
Crime Game Plus.
Crime
where we reenact
Game Plus.
We reenact famous crimes once a week randomly.
That would actually work.
Why wouldn't it be called New Crime Plus? I feel like that's a better title.
Crime Game Plus is better.
crime new game plus.
New game crime. It all works. We're off the deep end.
Listen, if you were not live with us, then you can go to our YouTube channel and check out the VOD of our live stream where we react to many old moments. It was live. It's a nostalgia bomb. It's hilarious. And so, like, it really just checks all the boxes. Like in our retro game of the week, Chex Quest.
Overview.
Chex Quest is a historic, groundbreaking game. This is true. And we'll talk the story of it. But I want to just start with some of the backstory, because this game was released, unsurprisingly from the name, as a promotional stunt. There was an ad agency who said, no one likes eating Chex because it's gross. We need to get more people to still buy Chex anyways. They didn't come up with the idea that they had later of mix it into, you know, Chex Mix or milk. Improve it by actually making it flavorful. Instead, they said, what we're going to do is we're going to create a video game, a high quality video game, supposedly, stick it on a disc, throw it in the box with the cereal, and just ship out tons of these things so that everybody and their mom who wants a free, like, kid entertainment game can take it home to their fancy new PCs, pop it in their CD-ROM disc drive, and optionally get 50 free hours of AOL, because that's how you do this on the cheap, and play a game that's a nothing but a reskin of Doom, though it's targeted at a children's audience.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
No, it's not. People
it's
buy
it. Not.
That's Listen. A cheap game at the time. A box
free?
Of checks?
Oh, yeah, right. A box of checks, which was probably what, $6? Is that how much a box of checks probably was during
no,
that time?
No, it's not $6 today.
It's a banana, what? Michael. How much could it cost?
Y'all sorry. Think it's more or less? I'm not even being
less.
Able to track.
Less. Especially in the mid-90s.
How cheap do you think a box of cereal ran?
$3.
And runs?
$3.
It provides multiple meals.
No, I'm guessing, Nolan, meals? I'm guessing $3 is certainly closer than $6 in 1996.
It's cheaper than $3, I think.
Well, I'm going to look into this after the fact. If you're watching this on YouTube, put it down in the comments below how much a box of cereal is. But a few things here. One. Okay. One. Cereal.
Yeah.
What cereal did you enjoy growing up most?
Oh. Yeah, easy. Fruit Loops.
All right, that's not bad. It's not the best answer.
This is a hard question. I'm going to go
any question for you, my friend, is hard.
It's difficult. I know. I struggle in
life. Hey, Honey Nut Cheerios, runner-up for me.
No.
If really? I was feeling healthy.
Not even in top 10.
Honey Nut Cheerios is not top 10?
It's a Honey Nut Cheerios is a fine default if you got to just fall back on something, but it's not top 10.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Actually dumb.
Okay. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh. That's a staple for many
so
people.
So sugary.
Oh, yeah.
Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs.
Yes. So sugary, but so good.
Trix. Is that what it's called? No.
Trix. Gross.
Trix are for
but
kids.
I don't, that's, is that?
Not,
no,
not
I meant, for, no, not Trix. Fruity Pebbles.
Yes.
Oh, Fruity Pebbles are actually gross.
They do rip off the top layer of your mouth, but
sharp.
After enough,
no, they get soggy and they're mushy. And
how long do you let it sit?
Yeah. Let me show you something, Kenny. Any cereal that you leave in milk for too long is gonna get soggy.
He's like, what? Oh.
So those are two of my go-tos. As I got older, I was more of a the almond and honey type.
The raisin bran crunch.
I don't like raisins.
Oatmeal squares.
No raisins?
Oatmeal squares?
Oatmeal squares. Those things are awesome.
Okay, but
you know what else is low tier? Hold on. Pops?
Oh, well, yeah, that's real low tier.
Corn pops?
But the point is, none of us said Chex.
Right, because right. It's not a good cereal. It's fine as a supplement in a salty mix. Like, Chex Mix is all good. If yeah. you want to do the thing that people call, like, puppy chow, or there's a million different names for it or whatever, where right. you cover it in, love like, it. Sugar sure. and chocolate sure. and, like, improve it.
It's a mod,
awesome.
Though.
Yeah, it's but a mod. Like, it's a it's,
no, Chex is what your mom DLC. Made you eat.
It's DLC.
It's yeah. a mod, he said, not mom, but it's DLC. It's an addition. It's an upgrade. It's a different thing altogether. Sure. Yeah. One, yeah. If food is good, if you change it to be something else entirely. Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
completely.
Exactly.
So Chex needed to do something, or whoever Chex, what is that? H.G. Wells?
General
what,
Mills.
Who does Chex? General Mills.
Wells.
They had to do something, right? And so they thought, you know what? A lot of people are putting toys or items in cereal boxes. My second question, do y'all remember getting little toys
of
in
course.
Cereal boxes?
Yes.
They wouldn't do that today because kids would eat it. They would think kids would swallow it and die.
Yeah, because they're all soft now. Why do they not do that anymore? Those were great. Those were like McDonald's toys, know. Except they still do McDonald's toys.
The and world kids, has lost know. Its mind. That's why.
Ooh. It was so fun looking at the back of the box. And then yes. like if you had a toy in there, like you're just eating your cereal, like... chilling.
I promise you, we had boxes of cereal that the back of the box was cut out because like I had a something that I had to like draw
maze.
On it or
yeah.
something.
You're amazed or something.
Were you dig for it or wait for it, toy people in your cereal?
Wait for it. You can't put your hands in there and find it.
Of course you can.
See,
that's gross.
What did you do, Kenny?
You forget about it, and then you get it, and you're like, sick.
I was a dig for it.
You got to get it immediately.
You shake it out. You don't put your gross mitts in there, but you find it.
And then number three, so this came with 50 free hours of AOL. How many of those discs did you have? Because promise you, I probably had 10,000 hours of AOL gifted to me.
Unlimited.
I could still be using AOL for free if I'd chosen to.
Yes,
should I actually have a disk drive and if AOL existed?
So many of those wasted.
So many. In fact, it was AOL that largely bankrolled what Chex was doing with this because AOL got the benefit of it. And so it was the first video game to ever be included in cereal boxes as a prize. It came with that AOL thing. So like it was trying out some new things. Pushing some boundaries.
And was wildly successful at it, I should point out.
Yeah, breaking some records, right.
This thing made Chex, like, fly off the shelves relative to how it had been doing before. They won awards for how innovative this was in, like, the ad space community.
Yeah.
Like, this was a really big deal. And everybody has cereal. Everybody and everybody sure. likes free stuff, and so yes. this game got out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and here's a crazy thing: the promotion only lasted 6 weeks. 6 weeks,
what?
But 6 million units were produced. It quadrupled the sale of Chex cereal in those weeks, and I believe that I read. I'll have to go back and try to find it. That. They produced more. It was more copies of Chex Quest were produced than Doom.
That wouldn't actually Don't. Surprise me.
You're not if you're, real.
If you're throwing it in cereal boxes and just shipping out as many of them as you can, and AOL's just mass producing them
Dude,
on their
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, because
mass production CD stamper.
Because no one accidentally bought Doom, but people accidentally bought Chex Quest.
Everyone so accidentally.
Number, yeah, because, okay. I'm so fascinated in this marketing thing. I wanted to name out or list some. By the way, Dustin, you did a list right after you told Kenny he shouldn't do lists. You did 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but he got to C.
But I at least had 3. That's
and
a list.
You did numbers, not letters. But I'm going to name out some brands that thought this was a good idea. We will recognize a couple of these. Cool Spot. What brand was that?
7 Up.
Yo Noid.
Pizza something.
Yeah. Pizza.
Domino's. Hooters Road Trip.
Boobs.
For the PlayStation. Doritos Crash Course. Doritos. Dustin, you'll love this one. And this is the last one I'll say. The California Raisins, the Grape Escape. Someone add that to the list.
The California Raisins were a big deal branding-wise back in the day.
Yeah, they had the character. It was terrifying. But
there's also that notorious Pepsi Man one that is historically bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And so as we set this up, just know this is typically a really, really bad idea with really, really bad results. But every once in a while, I guess it has the potential to work.
We'll see.
Gameplay.
Set on a distant planet named Bazoik, the game follows Chex Warrior, a soldier clad in a Chex-shaped suit of armor, as he eradicates the invasion of the planet by the Flimoids, a species of slimy green invertebrates who have infested the planet and captured many helpless colonists whom the Chex Warrior must save.
Right. Yeah. That's what I think about when I eat Chex cereal.
Chex Warrior, guys.
There's a lot of Flimoids in
here. The lore is on point, really.
You should be able to see on the episode artwork, but if not, you need to Google and see what this Chex Warrior looks like. Because
right,
looks like
he's got a giant Chex piece.
It's a man in a big Chex.
Chex piece.
Chex, it's a Chex piece.
Yeah.
It looks like a man inside a massive single piece of Chex cereal.
What else was it going to be, though?
That's his armor.
Yes, it is. It is. And he goes
around not shooting, per se, these Flimoids.
Sending them home.
Yeah, zapping them with some kind of zapper. Nice. That just transports them back to their homeland. It's all very watered down. This is a kid-friendly game that's supposed to be completely inoffensive when it's given out for free and ruffle nobody's feathers. And so even though Doom is absolutely the opposite of that, they took lots of care to try and completely redo this game in the least offensive way possible.
Dustin, it just hit me. I don't know why. Last week you said a non-violent first-person shooter, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was playing this week, I was like, I'm shooting. This is violent. But I didn't realize I'm zapping them home.
You're zapping.
So that's a smart way to get around killing.
It's an FPR. It's a first-person returner.
Okay. I'll give you that, Kenny. So they've replaced everything violent in Doom with non-violent alternatives.
That's actually hilarious.
So instead of a gun, you have a Zorcher, which is just a made-up, fabricated sci-fi instrument that zorches these Flimoids that look like green, disgusting, slimy something, you know, nonsense.
I mean, they're mucus monsters.
Let's be real.
The reason they're called Flimoids, though I didn't catch that at first.
Boogies.
Yeah.
These Zorchers send them back to their home planet. Instead of like health pots or vials or whatever it is in Doom, you have like vegetables, bowls of glasses of milk and other healthy alternative food. Instead of punching, you have a spoon. Did y'all scroll down and get your spoon?
Or later a spork.
Such a big jump. That is the last weapon that you get in the entire game, and Kenny's just going to throw out spork. But it's not just a spork. It's replacing the chainsaw, I believe, in Doom. It's spinning.
It's an automatic spork. Yeah, and it does a powered spork.
So much damage. And instead of the imps and demons of hell that you get in Doom, you have the Flimoids, as we've already discussed here. Different versions of Flimoids that operate in the same way as their counterpart in Doom. So you have the most of the least offensive enemy all the Flimoids probably have different names, but that slowly come at you and can't do much damage to you, all the way up to like these gargantuan slime creatures that are few in number, but they deal out massive damage. Very imposing.
And a smart way around the whole like gun thing, the zapper looks like a remote for a TV. And so like that's also nonviolent because it's just familiar, I guess.
Yeah, although as you get more guns, you certainly get some that are clearly projectiles. Like you're lobbing this giant pink teleportation glob, whatever it is.
But it's pink.
In spheres, like right at the enemy. You're hitting them. Like in everything but name, you are running around shooting all of these enemies, and it's silly how hard they tried to go to make it not feel like a shooter.
Okay, so that part's not offensive, but what is offensive in the way you start the game is you choose your difficulty.
Yeah. Oh, I hate those.
There are quite a few. It, like, back in the day, it wasn't just like easy, normal, and hard. I mean, it was for some games, but then other games had like several. So in this one, you have easy does it, not so sticky,
right?
Gobs of goo,
mm-hmm.
extreme ooze,
mm-hmm.
and then
super slimy.
That's not okay.
It's on theme.
Yeah, but it should make you uncomfortable.
But like, what's the second to last difficulty? I don't. Normal, medium, hard makes sense. Six different or five different ones doesn't.
It's like steak. Get rare, medium no, rare.
Checks.
You need your in between levels.
It's cereal.
Kenny eats steak for breakfast.
I eat my cereal undercooked slightly.
So Kenny did the first play this week and did it on 5 frames per second. He was
don't blame me. I don't know what's wrong with my system, but
so
fire up DOSBox, run an old game. It was I just thought it was that bad.
I thought it was too.
I did too.
It ran poorly for me.
It's actually not that bad. It's pretty smooth. It runs like Doom.
Exactly
like Doom.
We cannot overstate that it's this is a Doom clone, that they used all of the Doom settings, environment, all of those things, but then just put their stamp over all of the Doom things. So it functions the exact same as Doom. So listen, we've actually had a Doom episode, and you can go back and listen to us, give it New Game Plus status, talk about all of the merits that Doom is still today. The reality is, when it comes to gameplay, we're going to talk about it. There's some differences, but all of the underground mechanics of how this game operates is identical to the underground mechanics behind the scene, whatever you call it, mechanics of Doom, because it is just directly copied over.
Yes, but that works both for and against it.
Okay.
As good as Doom is, and it's a great game, there are things it didn't do that we expect now that make it a little bit of a jump to go back and play retrospectively. The whole like faux 3D thing is just a harder sell. And then the being stuck on this horizontal plane where you can't adjust to enemies that are higher or lower, you know, you're just walking around, just feels kind of dated to me. But like you said, this really is Doom. So like it's good gameplay. They did scale it back a little. You said there was enemy variety. There's not quite as much enemy variety here as there is in Doom. They removed some of the most elaborate and hard enemies. In fact, in some kind of interesting ways, this game actually ships with some of the Doom levels accessible. I don't know if you guys read about that, but you can actually get to levels that they were like designing that weren't there yet and find like Doom enemies that are still relics of the fact that they like built it from the original game but have their skins removed so they're invisible. Anyways, there's a lot of really interesting trivia here.
This is what it is. Since it's a Doom conversion, you can use commands to go to different stages. There are only 5 levels in Chex's Quest, and I believe there's 8 in Doom. So the stages 6, 7, and 8 are the Doom stages.
You can cheat code your way into them.
But after those 5 stages of Chex Quest, you can go to those stages and the Chex assets that have been assigned in the code of the game are on certain assets. So when you come up, I think in Doom, there's this like pentagram on the ground near the end. It's like the Chex Quest Space Force logo type thing there instead. And then like Kenny said, if there was no Chex Quest assets assigned to a unit, then it's just invisible, but they still are attacking you.
Challenge mode.
One thing that was super noticeable, and again, because it's the Doom engine, this game's very smooth in movement. And that's one thing about Doom that I actually love, and that's something that I thought aged on that episode quite well, is that it's kind of a fast-paced FPS game, like Quake. However,
maybe not as fast.
Not as fast, but also not as intense. The enemies...
Right.
very non-threatening in this game. Doom, much more threatening. In this one, they're very slow. They're usually just kind of, they walk towards you, but they don't shoot you. At least the early ones don't shoot you. But
yeah, some of them have projectiles.
Yeah. But you can usually send them home before something bad goes wrong, or something bad happens. But I always appreciate even older games when it's kind of fast and smooth. And so I was able to like pretty quickly pick up the game and just start exploring the levels.
And we say reskin. My understanding, I don't remember original Doom well enough, so you may have to correct me if I'm wrong here.
New stages
is what I was going to say. So they did create their own levels, which I think is one of the differences we need to talk about, because in a game like this, level design makes or breaks you, in my mind. And the first level, I was super unimpressed with. It felt real samey. All the rooms were the same size, and a lot of the visuals were super the same. And I know you're pretty limited, but like you go into that blue area and it just looks like assets didn't load. And so the whole first level, I was kind of unimpressed. But as you get on to the rest of the four later levels, they were interesting. Like Doom, there was still tons of like hidden stuff you had to find and ledges to walk on and keys that had to be discovered to allow progression. And I mean, this is a like ship it out, give it for free game. They could have phoned it in on just making it exactly even the same as Doom, but they recreated something and recreated it thoughtfully. And I thought they did a fairly good job on that front.
The first level is literally just, you're kind of like, and it reminds me of the exactly, I can picture in Doom where they ripped this from. You're like outside kind of in this like hangar bay courtyard kind of for spaceships. And so you open doors that all look the same. And what's behind it? A spaceship and then a bad guy. There's like 10 of those in the first level and that's it. But the thing that is samey, Kenny, even though the level design gets a little better because the multi-tiers, like you can go upstairs and feel like you're exploring something bigger, there's Chex branding everywhere.
Everywhere.
On your HUD.
That is the whole point.
On your bottom bar, it's the Chex logo with the trademark symbol. So it's like, hey, go remember us? Go buy some cereal after you're done playing. But then there's like crates of Chex. It's everywhere.
I mean, it's an ad. That's all it is. The whole thing is an ad, and they just tried to make it a fun and interesting enough ad that they gave away for free that people still wanted to play it. They drive you to chexquest.com at the end and tell you there's going to be more games, and they do a lot to try and get engagement really high here, and it shows.
And chexquest.com is still an active website today.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I agree with you, Kenny, on that first stage, especially it's the landing zone. But as you get into storage facility, especially with those moving platforms that you activate into the laboratory, the arboretum, and then finally the caverns of Bazoink, finding at the end of each stage, like Doom, it tells you how many of the Flimoids you sent back. It tells you how many secrets you found, and it tells you how quickly you did the stage. So like, it gives you incentive to play again and to kill all the Flimoids, to find all the secrets, and to beat the stage in a record amount of time, because even it gives you what the par is of time. Yeah. So like what it wants you to try to complete it in. So it's even an incentive for speedrunning, which I watched from, I think, the 2018 AGDQ, and they did it in like 12 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would 10 love minutes, to watch 12 that. Minutes. Like I said,
and it was really good.
It's fast paced. It's not phoned in. All that to say, like, you're right, Kenny. They could have literally just been like, here's a level or two. It's silly. Go buy some checks. It's an actual game.
It's a
we
game.
We can say that. It's a game.
They did make it relatively short. Like, five levels doesn't take you that long to beat. And I know there was this whole, you know, hey, we want to give people a taste of more. Hey, we need to get this thing out fast and keep, you know, budget concerns down. But like, if they were doing a standalone game, it probably would have been unacceptably short to just be these five levels. But it was free.
I think, Dustin, you mentioned that some producers that heard what the next game was going to be early sent in commentary like, hours after we recorded.
That's
how short it is.
Because it doesn't take long to play the whole game.
No,
a lot of people do it in 45 minutes or an hour if you're efficient, even like exploring everything.
Yeah. And you could probably do it without dying if you're a gamer and you know, like, because like Nolan mentioned, the difficulty's not hard. But again, I wasn't playing on super slimy. So maybe it would be a lot harder if I was getting super slimy with it. But I was able to get towards the end without even losing a life, and without even fear of losing a life, because you can get health, and then you can even get armor upgrades. You can find a full suit of armor that empowers you. And then you're given those weapon upgrades pretty consistently, which is nice. In a short game, you're given, what, 8 weapons, maybe? Yeah.
It's good pacing.
For the amount of levels you had, you got a ton of weapon variety.
I never felt like underpowered or whatever. It had pretty good pacing in terms of, like, here's an upgrade, here's a new weapon, here's a new whatever.
And the secrets, I think the first stage did well in teaching you that there are secrets and teaching you how to operate. But the secrets later were kind of difficult to find. But having played Doom before, it's kind of just running along all the walls, tapping
spamming.
E over and over again to try to or spacebar to try to open up anything, you
sure.
know?
Yeah.
I think what we're all saying is that it could have been phoned in. If we can say nothing else, we can say that it wasn't just phoned in, that the sure. small team that produced this did so with some kind of love.
Sure. Yeah. And I actually have a question, because I don't know, and y'all probably don't either. What are the rules of using the Doom engine? What are the logistics like? Because we have to give a lot of this credit to the Doom engine creators.
Sure.
Sure.
Of course, some of the developers of this game, they made the changes. All the things we said still stand.
Oh, but it's
like,
Doom.
What can you do that? And if so, how much can you use? I don't.
You can if you get permission, and they did. So the story is here. They said I think that the people that programmed it were Doom fans, anyways. You know, they were like,
sure,
this
sure,
ad company
you
says,
have
hey,
be.
We everybody is, yeah. but this ad company says, hey, we want to hire you to do a game, and they go, well, we like Doom. We already can mod Doom. You know, you've got the whole WAD file thing.
That's so
funny. We know Doom has like the level creator. This would be a pretty easy thing to reskin and do. And so then they went to id and said, hey, we want to license this for use in this video game. And apparently they were like, oh, well, yeah, that's Doom. Like, we're on Quake. Like, you want to just push out a Doom game? Like, sure, pay us for
right.
it, but it's not a ton of money. Like, go to town.
Just
fair
they
enough.
Did.
Just amazing.
That is amazing. It's a good idea. I said that earlier, and I'm serious. It's a great idea to get units out there of your cereal, not
it's,
game.
It's
cereal.
It's a bold idea. It could have backfired.
Bowl.
Not backfired. I mean, people are going to buy the cereal to use it, but the game itself could have been garbage, and no one would have been shocked.
I will say, it made me think about Chex cereal more in this past week than I have in my entire
in
life.
Like 20, yeah, forever. I forgot Chex was a cereal, not going to lie to you.
Yeah, their return on investment was
high.
Aged.
I had a thought while we were discussing this in gameplay. This still happens today.
Flemoids invade?
Yes.
Of course.
But besides that, Fortnite has collaborated with celebrities.
AOL?
Brands, not cereal, but brands, and just put that in a commercial or in the actual game as a skin that you can buy, like microtransactions. Fortnite is doing this still in a big way. It's different because Fortnite's not a cereal or a food, but brands are still contacting gamers or creators to do this. And I forget that all the time, and they just market to me without me knowing, and it's offensive.
Yeah, more today than ever, I think. I mean,
yes.
You know, gaming represents a lot of time and attention and money. It was completely novel then, though. Like, this is,
yeah,
to some degree, what started that. I mean, this was first CD of a game popped in a box and given out for free.
to be fair, there's probably not tons of serials that had video games inside of them even since then. But I do agree. I think it's still done today. I think it's done just more sneakily. I think we are inundated with advertisements in any media, game, movies. True. I know that if someone uses a laptop, I know that whatever laptop company they're using paid tens of thousands of dollars for them to use their product.
Yes. And the difference, though, is this one doesn't feel sleazy. This one feels like they wanted to make a fun game for people.
They're not hiding anything.
They're not hiding it. And I feel like now the brands know that no one cares or wants an ad. And so they do it sneakily. Here, they were like, let's do something fun. And I actually had fun. Like that. That was the difference. Yeah.
And let's give it away for free. I think that makes a big difference, too. You know, a lot of people bought it afterwards, but they gave away so many of those copies for free because, I think with all of that, it works.
When we talk about aged, we also got to talk about the fact that not everybody can just go pick up a box of Chex and take this game and pop it in anymore.
Yeah. B.
So there's like there's a hurdle there in technology if you want to play this game. But two, they remade this game, HD version of the game, popped it on Steam for free so that people who were fans of it can still just go back and play it, because why not? They were giving it away free in the first place. And so if you're not needing to play the original game like we were, you don't have to go find it and get creative on trying to have access to this game. It's right there. The fact that there is still a fandom and people talking about it, the fact that we're even having this conversation so many years later is a testament to them doing something right.
Dustin said checksquext.com still exists, and that's what it is. It takes you straight to like the Steam stuff.
That HD remake you're referring to was just released May 18th of last year, 2020.
They listen
and
to us.
So it's brand new. This legacy of Chex Quest is still continuing. In fact, I actually spent more time playing the HD version this week than the original version, because I think it is absolutely faithful in all of the mechanics, the Doom mechanics, but it is even better. So it's keyboard and mouse, WASD, right? So that's how you do it. That's not how it is in the original. You're using arrow keys for the most part, unless you kind of move some
Doom
things
controls,
around.
Yeah.
And you have an entire squad of playable characters available to you. The Chex Warrior is now named Fred Chexter, but then you also have Wheatney Chexworth and even Shane the Dread McBread. So you have a whole cast
also
of characters.
Multiplayer, correct?
Also multiplayer.
It is multiplayer. Yeah.
Yes. So that's
the
thing
behind this. I mean, I gotta respect them for that. They're like, guys, we work for a company that tried to make a game in 96. Let's bring it back. Like, what? That's actually funny. It makes me respect the brand so much. I'm sorry.
But it is. It's so fun.
You know what I want someone to do? I want someone to give the Golden Eye mechanics away, like Doom gave their stuff away, so that other companies could use GoldenEye with just their skins on.
No, to Fruity Pebbles. No one actually wants that.
Of course
it doesn't ever turn out good. Somebody
contact H.G. Wells.
It'll probably happen within the next year because everybody listens to our podcast.
That's true. We told them it was a good idea. Now they're going to license it to everybody.
Graphics?
Can we talk?
That's what you're going to say?
We'll do graphics first.
Graphics and music.
Let's graphics do
graphics and music.
Okay. Graphics take me back so hard. Like Doom, but not Hell. So it kind of at times didn't feel like Doom. Even though it was the same engine, they used like brighter colors, but it's still that, like, if they wanted a detail in the room, it's just this, it's flat against the wall, like wallpaper almost, and it's just a design. However, it did add depth at times and tricks you into thinking that there's some depth in the room. And they did a good job with textures too, for that same reason, like different different rooms had texture walls. I'm just kind of a sucker for these graphics, so I'm curious to hear what y'all think about them. I really enjoy them.
Yeah, I'm torn because I also get that nostalgic thing really hard. This feels like mid-90s PC, and that just like is prime for me. But I don't think these sort of faux 3D shooters age as a genre nearly as well as others do. Like the older games, you know, you don't need graphics to like feel immersive. You know, Tetris is always going to be fine on the NES and possibly better than on other things. It's just like that's how it works. It's a harder genre to forward port. And even the fact that the remake has to remap buttons to be more comfortable. There's just some hurdles there that I think are worth recognizing. But I'm with you, Nolan. When I see it, I get hyped because it was like prime era for me. I don't think it's going
to
be for
everyone. I get all of that. It works, but it doesn't look good. I think we just need to say that. Like, it's not, though. It doesn't look good.
I think
good.
It does look good.
It doesn't, though.
The hand, okay, the hands and the guns, the first person, actually kind of high quality renders. Like, it looks pretty good. The spinning, spork?
Yeah, some of it looks okay. There are parts of it that are bad. That, like, that first blue room, and again, I've said that a few times.
I think the enemies look bad.
It's fine.
See, I think the enemies is where it looks pretty good because
they're kind of cute. They've got the elephant trunk arms.
And well, that's what some of them, but even the one in the little like orb
the
space
spaceship looking one.
Ship like yeah, there's so yeah. There's a lot of detail there. My favorite graphical thing is in this, I think like Doom, in the center of the screen at the bottom in your HUD, you have an image of your Chex warrior who
nice
looks fine as you're moving around and his eyes are kind of moving, but as you're taking damage, this green slime is taking over him and he's looking more and more worried. That is cute. That's fun. That's a nice addition. You
it's
didn't have
to
do that.
To Doom
it's
guy.
A great nod to Doom. So all of those things. Sonically, I think that
no,
is probably
Chex Quest. Wrong game.
That is where it amazed me most that the music was good.
Oh, okay. I'll agree the music was real good.
You hated the balking enemies?
I hated
that's
the
that's so
effect.
Fun. I love
they drove me crazy.
I thought the song,
they sounded
sound
like stupid dying chickens.
And that's great.
Not like even super well recorded.
They're not dying.
No.
It was great. I did not like the sound effects, but I agree. The music
was good.
Was
really good. Yeah, why? Why was
there
it?
Was one level where it had kind of a weird like circusy thing where the sort of scale
the
gets
third
really,
level? I thought it was good too,
but
I liked all of it.
I was amazed. Not for a serial advertising game. You shouldn't have good music for a serial advertising game. And it was good. Listenable outside of playing the game type of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Ridiculous.
Like, why? Why is it good?
As mentioned, you've got the HD remake that just came out this last year. You also have two sequels. So there's something that was right about this. For a serial game, they made Chex Quest 2, Flemoids Take Chextropolis.
Of course. Yes.
And Chex Quest 3.
There's a third one?
There is a third one, yes.
Okay.
So you've got all of those. And you've got,
tons of like fan remakes and stuff too. People who've gone back and done the other Doom levels and made their own levels and then skinned them this way.
Yeah. Since it's Doom, you have so much control over it. They've even made it where you can play like the hardcore bloody version of Doom in Chex Quest, where in Chex Quest, you've still got the Flemoids and everything and all the cute look, but you've got a real chainsaw and rocket launcher and machine gun. And as you're destroying the Flemoids, body parts and blood is squirting everywhere.
Version. That's good. That's
so
good.
So many different ways to play this. Remarkably, this is what shocked me most. You can get the CD-ROM for $20 loose. I would have thought it would have been a lot more,
what
although
they
made
that,
6
though?
Million, right?
There were a lot of them, yeah.
And then only $90 new. It's not in the cereal box, I don't think, but it is in the little video game box. I tried to look and see, and I could not find a cereal box that had it in there.
Someone has it unopened in their collection of Chex. Someone's obsessed with Chex and they have a collection and it's an unopened box of Chex Quest with the game in it.
I don't know if that's true.
Worth millions of Chex pieces.
Send it to us at ngppodcast@gmail.com.
Final thoughts.
At the end of each and every one of our episodes, we determine whether or not the game gets our vote for New Game Plus status, which is our general thumbs up or thumbs down. Does require 2/3 of the vote to swing one way or the other. Let's start with A, Kenny.
A Kenny.
Thanks. I'm glad you started with me first because I have opinions and they're correct. I don't want to like this game. It's derivative, even if it is sort of self-aware and reverential about Doom and where it came from. It has some really annoying qualities, sound effects, all of those things. The mascot is just as dumb as they come, and I sort of have a problem philosophically with a protagonist who is a serial killer.
You're an idiot.
That's good. You liked it.
No, act like you don't hear it. That's the better thing.
And on principle, a game that was commissioned by an ad company to get kids to buy their kind of gross cereal should be bad. Like, that's just the reality of it. But the heart of this game is Doom, literally, and without the blood and guts. And so, I don't know. You call me childish if you want, but the blood and guts are my least favorite part of Doom. I'm not that guy who wants, like, edgy and mature. And so, I don't want to like this game, but I do. NGP for me, though begrudgingly.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go.
Go.
Because I didn't have tons of fun with the game this week. First-person shooter isn't my go-to genre. Doom isn't my go-to game. That being said, you can go back and listen to the episode again. I completely respect it, understand it, and can find enjoyment in it, although it is not my favorite. Putting a cereal skin over it, for me, doesn't make it better. However, playing this game, going into the game this week, I expected trash because that's what it should have been. And that is not what it is. No matter what we end up saying here today on this episode, this game is not garbage. And I don't think anyone could make a fair case. Largely, that goes to Doom. But Chex, and the team that actually made this, it's not Chex, it is Digital Cafe. They just throwing skin over it wouldn't have made it notable at all, but they did more than that. They put skin on it. The skin had character and quality. They created their own levels that gradually got better and better and were interesting. They created their own story. They had their own voice acting. There's a reason why there's Chex Quest 2 and 3 and an HD remake. I actually was prepping to say no this week because on the fun scale, I didn't necessarily have it, but I decided that you do need to play it because it is most likely the best product placement video game that you'll ever come across. It's called Chex Quest. It's about a terrible cereal, and it's an okay game. So you should play it for that reason. So I agree with Kenny. Nolan?
I also agree. Again, thank you, id Software and Doom creators. I absolutely love that game, the original one, and it's so cozy. It's so nostalgic. I love that era of PC.
Cozy? No, it's like raining outside and Nolan wants to like curl up on the couch and kill things.
Yeah.
This was and because of that, those reasons, this was a great idea by the Chex team that thought of this. It's probably one guy who liked Doom. And it was like, hey, can we do this? I think it's faithful. And like you said, Dustin, it feels it's like its own thing. And I think it's hilarious. I think it's fun. I had fun exploring the levels. NGP, easy. I didn't expect it, but easy NGP.
And none of us. Like,
this game's awesome. I love this game.
When it got pulled last week, none of us expected to have an NGP
no
worthy game.
I thought the first play was going to be so uncomfortable, like some of these types of games are. And then I just had a blast.
Yeah. You're kind of like, as you played it, you're like, why? Why is this not bad?
Dustin, you were like,
having fun right now?
Dustin was like, I'm worried that Kenny actually likes this before we
And then
played
I played it.
It
and I was like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so Chex Quest is New Game Plus certified, but what did you think? We had many people write in. Many people. We cannot possibly read all of them. But for the first time in a while, Bill wrote in.
Bill,
the whiskey dictionary man, said, when I heard the randomizer blessed you with such an awful sounding game, I knew that I had to make time to play it this week, for I am forever your compatriot when it comes to terrible games. Little did I know that I would be gifted with such a treat. The deep lore of Chex Quest, the rich history of the planet Bezoik, and the plight of the Flemoids, also known as Booger, Booger with Legs, Flying Booger, and Booger with Armor and Legs. And who could forget those unforgettable power-ups such as Bowl of Fruit, Glass of Water, and Slime Repellent? But to be real with you, I had a moment where I fondly remembered playing Doom as a kid, and the iconic bobbing up and down animation was captured here and brought back memories. This game wasn't as bad as I expected it to be, but my vote for New Game Plus? No, just go play Doom instead.
Bill, it's good to hear from you, first of all.
It is. Welcome back.
Go play Doom instead, fair. But
but you're going to get a very different vibe from both of these games.
Yeah, it's a different experience.
It's bonus levels for Doom when you're not feeling violent.
Yeah. Hey, George Washington said, as someone who's played many, many modifications for Doom, I was fairly impressed, especially considering how early this was. The new episodes made years later by the Chex Quest creator are even better. This game is way better than it needed to be. Definite NGP.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I didn't play the more recent levels. I bet they are awesome. You know?
I didn't play the HD version either. You said you played that a lot, Dustin. I still haven't checked that out.
Get to any new stages, although there might be. I don't recall. Brojim said, Little Brojim, forbidden to play Doom, found this game in a cereal box and proceeded to play it practically nonstop until he beat it, which was hard for a 9-year-old. Then, seeing there was a second episode available, he begged his father to get it. I believe his father had to mail off for it, but either way, young Brojim had this amazing game to play. I still had fun playing this game, though it is a far sight easier than I remember it. I don't think it's a must-play by any means, but it's a fun and easy romp that's pretty self-aware. The pixel art in Episode 2's museum is pretty fun and funny, and it doesn't demand anything. I'd classify it almost as a Doom parody rather than a Doom clone, and really is something that somehow became a touchstone for that generation of gaming.
I love that he had the actual vanilla experience of finding it and playing it.
That's so great.
That's great.
I didn't know that this game existed until this week.
Same.
Did either of you?
No. It's kind of famous. I'm surprised I hadn't heard of it because it's a meme or whatever you want to call it.
And then finally, I'm going to read the commentary from Carrie. He said, Chex wasn't half bad. I say wasn't because I can only assume it still exists and it's the same as it was when I would fairly regularly consume a bowl shortly after its initial release.
Consumable.
Its best feature was without a doubt its satisfying crunch that would not fade through any length of inattention to stuffing my face due to the generally SOG-inducing cartoon binging that so often accompanied the consumption of my favorite food to inhabit a cardboard box, the breakfast cereal. Not even the Cap'n. Oh, Captain Crunch, guys.
The Cap.
We didn't even talk about that.
You want to talk about tearing up the roof of your
mouth.
That's
Captain Crunch.
It's so good,
though. That's Cap'n.
Yeah. Not even the Cap'n. Himself would compete for crunch longevity, with Chex's satisfying crisp lasting even longer than Smedley's memory.
Wrong.
But alas, that's where Chex's bag falls apart. As only a very lightly sweetened rice cereal, frankly, I consider this an unsweetened cereal, it's basically a crunchy Rice Krispies without the awesome, extremely little people schlepping the product for Kellogg's. Sugar manually added sticks to the squares only average somewhere between Cheerios and cornflakes, and when eating it, I find myself longing instead for a good meal of pre-sweetened, highly processed cereal grain that complements the milk, not relies on it. You know, like Cocoa Pebbles or even Fruity Pebbles.
Okay. People are passionate about cereal. Sometimes, like, I'll have conversations at, like, friend's house and people get really passionate about like, hey, that's a trash cereal, like your favorite cereal they hate. Like y'all just crapped on Honey Nut Cheerios. So I'm not surprised that we got a cereal rating as
we just said it's B tier.
Nah, it's A tier at least.
Thank you, Bill, George, Brojim, and Carrie, and everyone else that played along with us this week that submitted your commentary, even if you played and beat the game, whether it's the first time or the longest time. And maybe this brought back a love for cereal for you as well. So we just want to say thank you, Digital Cafe. Thank you, Chex.
Thank you.
And thank you mainly to the Chex Warrior for saving us from the Flemoids.
Amen.
But for now, we're going to set aside Chex Quest, and we're going to randomly select the next retro game of the week from our Retro Master List, user-submitted, user-generated Retro Master List. Games that are 15 years old or older, we're going to find out now what game we'll be playing for the next 7 days. And it is... ...1992 for the Famicom. So the NES equivalent in Japan, the family computer. It is an ice hockey game. The ninth game in its series.
Excuse me?
Ninth game?
Yes.
Sorry.
And
this is like Madden style, but for hockey in Japan?
And the seventh to be released on the Famicom alone.
Wow.
The game was planned to be released in North America under the title of Crash and the Boys Ice Challenge, but it was canceled. We're going to be playing the game called Go-Go Niketsu Hockey Club Slip and Slide Madness.
All right.
Track with me, guys, just because I saw the artwork a little bit. Okay. Do y'all recall an NES game, I think, that did make it over that was Dodgeball? It's kind of 2-on-2 Dodgeball, and that's about all there is to it. Okay. I believe it's a part of the same series, and they did different sports. So ice hockey's probably the first one of the nine. Okay. They did dodgeball, soccer, did some different ones.
I was like, they did nine hockey games.
Right. The seven on the NES alone, right. The Famicom. The dodgeball one is actually quite fun. And so I remember having some character and some quirk. So I'm kind of hopeful for this one, actually.
After this last week, I got to stop judging games right off the bat.
Right.
Coming off of Chex Quest, so all right, we'll see.
Hey, find a copy of Go-Go Niketsu Hockey Club Slip and Slide Madness and play it along with us this
trash.
Week.
Pull it out of a cereal box somewhere and play it for free with us.
And check the back of your cereal box for a link to join us in Discord. We have a server and we want you to be a part of it. Go to ngppodcast.com and click join us in Discord. To be sent there, and we'll give you a free box of Chex. We guarantee it.
No promises
for free.
when we open up said box of Chex, the toy inside is our community that supports us. Thanks so much for those of you who hop on patreon.com and let us know that you appreciate what we do on a weekly basis. Especially our trio of amazing director level supporters.
Heck yeah.
Antonin, Garlisle, and Unbedavable. you guys literally go above and also beyond, as well as our growing crew of producer level supporters, Amarly and Austin, Ben, Brojim, Carrie, David, Francesca, Corey, Maxima, Mr. Lattes, Shauna, William, and Zion.
Yes.
You guys are absolutely amazing. We're so thankful for you and what you do for the show, for your suggestions, for all of the content and ways you support us, even beyond just sort of giving. And we want to welcome a new patron to the club this week. Defunct has joined us for the first time. And so welcome. Thanks so much for hopping on this train.
Thanks.
Thank you. You can follow us on our social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. We go live on Twitch every January 22nd at 8 p.m. Made that joke a few times recently. And also on our YouTube, we have our video episodes each and every week, as well as our first play content. And our live stream is up there now, as well as some other great content. Make sure to visit. All of those links are in the show notes. Listen directly on any podcast provider of your choice. Make sure you subscribe so that you are the first to get new NGP episodes. And while you're at it, leave a kind rating and review. This episode was edited and produced by our good friend Tom Tate. Join us next week as we play Go-Go Neketsu Hockey Club Slip and Slide Madness. Until then, I'm still Wheat Thins.
Yeah, I'm still Oatmeal Squares for sure.
I'm still Cheez-Its.
And this has been a healthy nutritional morning breakfast episode of New Game Plus.
Balanced breakfast.
Send it to us at ngppodcast@gmail.com.
Email us a cereal box.
All right, we're going to go into summary.